like to, at this point in time, call to order the regular meeting of the Finance Committee, which I have the papers in front of me for right now. Can we get roll call, please?
Roll call will take in, let the record show, all members were present, with Director Porter joining remotely.
Hello, Director Porter.
She can hear us at the moment, and for some reason
That's okay.
she can't hear her.
That's okay, that's...
She can unmute herself. Okay, can you try to unmute yourself, Director Porter? Have you tried, have you been able to do that?
Okay, well, she's on the phone. Somebody texted me. This is time for public comment. Is there anybody on the line other than Director Porter?
Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. And there's nobody here, so I will close public comments. Can you see her?
Yeah. I can see her phone number.
Okay. So, move for approval of the draft minutes. Okay, we're good.
We got a speaker next to my phone, so we're on.
We've got two public comments. Ash, do you want a second the approval of the minutes? Okay, motion made, carried, and passed. Presentations, my monthly annual report, and I believe that's going to be Margaret. Is that right?
Yes, it is Margaret.
Okay, you're on, Margaret.
All right. Very good. I think the slideshow is going to be presenting. But as it's being brought up there, I will just share that this is the results through April 2025. So we're approaching our year end, and we will be monitoring those costs, of course, as we get in here into the last month of the year, fiscal year. But what we have today, like I said, is through April 2025. So with that, we'll go to the next slide, please. So this is just to provide an overall view of each of the funds, and I will go through them. You'll see that we are in positive positions on each of our funds. This is largely due to the fact that we received our second tranche of funds from the county as it relates to each of our funds, either the account charge for the water and wastewater, the Zone 8 is the ad valorem, and for the Zone 9 it's the assessment income. And again, we are continuing to monitor these costs here, as well as the revenues. With that, we'll go to the next slide. So this here reflects the water results, and you can see again that we're doing quite well on each of the line items. We are a little bit ahead of ourselves on the water charges. So again, I think our sales are up for this year, and it certainly is dependent upon sort of the weather. I do believe that people are being mindful on how they use their water, but again, we are seeing that all of our categories for commercial, irrigation, and residential uses up from last year's usage. The other increase that you see there is an other, that other really represents the capacity and connection fees. So we've been seeing a number of developments come through, and as a result of that, there are fees that they pay to buy into the system, and so we do collect those funds. From a budget standpoint, we do not reflect it because we don't know from year over year how much we anticipate to get, but they do show up in the actuals, and that's why you see total revenues of over $5 million compared to a $4.6 million.
Well, hold on.
With that,
hold
yes?
on. So the connection fees that show up in other at this point, do they ever move into a dedicated position so we know that we're meeting? So we budgeted so many connections because we knew that there was going to be X amount of houses being built. It's a finite number. We know what it is. They submitted the maps. Does that then go over into some sort of an account to justify that knows, let us know that we're on budget for those connection fees? Or how does that get handled? Or am I just digging into the weeds?
So a little bit of... Well, I think you did state it right. I might say it a little bit different, which is that the funds that you see here are being tracked separately. So we are able to find out how much is capacity and connection fees. We do track that and we do report that on an annual year. But those funds that go into this account are actually now set aside for future capital projects to maintain or expand the system as necessary. So they are being used, and when we get to like the budget document, for instance, I can show how that is being used.
Okay. So that's for really that other is there for presentation purposes. That's right now to let us know that money's there. That's really what it's there for. And,
correct.
And there is a supplemental journal entry or a supplemental sheet somewhere that says, okay, this is what we received off of what we're expecting. So there can be a balancing of those two things.
Yes.
Great. Just asking.
And great question.
Anything, Ashley, do you have any questions? Okay. Great. So now, are you moving down? Are we still on water? The bottom half of the next slide, or
we got one more. Yes. If you go to the next slide, it's on the expenses. So expenses here, I really just want to point out. We're still doing fine overall, 4.6 million in expenses compared to the 4.4. So we're only, I'll say, slightly over. One of those costs that is of particular note to me is the system maintenance cost. So this is a conversation that's been had between our water, wastewater manager, the general manager, and myself to understand sort of, is this sort of an anomaly that we're having some issues this year? Is this a ongoing issue? Because you can see from a budgetary standpoint, we're well exceeding that number there. So that's just something to be mindful of. For purposes of budget and the rate study, we did anticipate having higher costs than what we budgeted in the past, but we will continue to monitor this line item here.
Yeah.
The other item of note, I think I brought up in last finance committee, was on utilities. That one, the budget is probably not where it should have been. Again, an adjustment has been made for the fiscal year 2026 proposed budget to reflect where we are today with the anticipation of 12% increases as reflected by Veolia, who's working on a solar project here to hopefully sort of maintain those cost increases, or not cost increases, but to mitigate those cost increases so that we can be you know, managing our costs relating to our water system. So those are the two items of note that I wanted to share on this slide.
Okay, Mark, my comment on this sheet would be that it's a little bit distorted because we saved $500,000 between consulting, or more than that, $700,000 or something between consulting and salaries and benefits because of the situations that we're in right now, which is going to change very quickly. And that helped us to make it look not so bad. So we need to get these things aligned as quickly as possible.
Yes, I would agree with you that the we've had some savings, so it doesn't make us look so offset. But you're right that the salary and benefits are going to start to be closer to the budget as we've now filled open positions. Consulting dollars is, you know, it's anticipated project costs here, and I think, again, for the ones that are planned for fiscal year 2026, certain decisions, of course, need to be made, but as those decisions are being made, it will be likely that we'll be closer to budget on those. So certainly all of those things are taken into consideration, and again, the net earnings that we have between our revenues and expenses in the water fund or any fund, and those amounts there are to invest back into the community. So in this case, it was support, you know, capital projects rather than debt financing, but rather than using cash perhaps as a way to fund some of those projects.
And the other comment I would make is that we are at the end of May, and our fiscal year ends in a month. And this can't get any worse because we only got 30 days. I mean, it's not horrible, but the adjustments can be made going into the new fiscal year, and we're not going to have every piece of wood we got here. And just to, it's good to see these adjustments. I mean, it's good to see these anomalies at this point so the adjustments can be made for the new budget.
Correct. And because of watching the trending of that information right now, yes, there has been adjustments made for the 2026 budget to reflect, you know, a higher number for utilities because
right.
we've seen that the budget wasn't there. System maintenance as well, although the system maintenance is continuing to be higher than even what I anticipate. But again, we think that some of those were some of the costs at the beginning of the year that was a result of projects or something like that from the previous year that just, you know, hit this year. So I think, you know, again, we will continue to monitor these costs and be in a better position, you know, to see it there. Because, you know, I'm like, get your revenues where you're supposed to be, your expenses where you're supposed to be, because that's what we say to our public, is that this is how we're going to spend our dollars based off of the revenues that you provide to us. So
great. Let's move to wastewater then.
Yeah, so wastewater, similar situation. So again, yeah, next slide. The wastewater there you see is, again, a positive sort of situation as it relates to let's just get it here on my screen because it's not on the screen on there. Again, we're in a positive position there too. Fixed charges right coming where we anticipate it to be. Our capacities, this is what's really driving the difference there for the same reasons I explained on water developments coming in, and they're paying their portion of the capacity and fees associated with them. I'm just going to move on to expenses, so if you have any more questions here. So on expenses, again, same item here. Again, we're monitoring the cost here. This case doesn't show such a significant sort of variances on any one line item. And again, we will continue to monitor these costs here. Some of them, again, it's a timing thing, but ultimately, in the end, we are doing well here within the wastewater fund.
Got it.
So let's move on to zone 8 then.
Let's do that.
Zone 8, again, you see here $1.2 million compared to the $1 million budget overall. On here, just again, one thing to point out is there's a community center fee that includes also a park enhancement fee. It's all sort of lumped together in one line item. Similar to the development costs that you see, or developer costs that you see on the water wastewater side, there are some developments that also pay a fee. To again maintain and enhance our community center and our parks. And so we use those dollars again for capital projects, but they're noted here for the purposes of just identifying that they've come through the door. Outside of that, we are seeing, you know, our revenues kind of fall in line to where we're anticipating to be.
So what is that? Are you telling, I got terrible ears. Are you telling that community center fee, is that a one-time charge-off, or why is that?
So the community center fee, so depending upon the development that's there, you may pay a certain amount per lot towards a park enhancement fee or a community center fee. Again, it could vary depending upon the arrangement that's there. But the end result is that those are funds that as new development comes in, because again, there are going to be more community people in our town. And so they're going to use our land, our parks, and they're going to use our community center. And so this allows us to have funding to support the increased usage and perhaps needs of those items. Thank you, Dana, for that.
It's pretty much in line. That one's not bad at all, considering the expenses are under two, so that's good.
Yeah, so going to expenses, I do break it down between community center and landscape. So first up here on community center, again, we're aligned to what our utilities are. Our maintenance is slightly below. I think in our salary benefits, again, we've had some openings or at periods of times where, you know, we haven't had staff there. So again, as we, you know, head into the new year, we will have, you know, we're at full staff, so you'll start to see those dollars come to fruition, if you will. But again, we're doing well here on our revenues, our expense side. And then moving over to landscape, similar situation here, again, close to actual to budget. So again, I think we're doing well as far as anticipating what our costs are and then those costs coming through as we anticipate. So, and where there are maybe variances, we are making adjustments within the fiscal year 26 budget.
Okay.
Zone nine, pretty simple sort of explanation. Again, we have, I don't think I updated my budget numbers, my apologies, because it should be a lot higher than that on the budget side, but the actuals are correct. We've received 95% of all of our county funds, so $162,000 there. And you can see, again, on the other two areas, interest income, county reimbursements, that's for their use, the county's special zones, their use of our facilities, our vehicles, if you will, for the purposes of maintaining their landscape on their behalf, and they reimburse us a portion of that. So, and then on the expense side, you see here we're doing quite well compared to budget, and again, we monitor those costs there. But we've been doing a lot of work, I'll say, on the capital side of things, again, with the new splash pad and the wild drive, that's where some energy has been. And that's where our costs are for this particular zone.
Okay.
So if we head over to the next slide, this just talks about some of the capital projects that we've got going on. So these are the costs to date, again, as of April 30th. Administration building, mostly it's been mobile modular design. We're starting to see some of our project manager costs in there. So we will continue to see some of those things come through, and so we'll start to see that there, because I know that the anticipation is to complete it in the next, you know, sort of year or so, that project will be complete. On the water capital projects, you see all the different projects there. The filter repair project is complete. The well 8 is underway. That includes both the funding from the bond funds as well as our own funds to fund that project. The marina underwater crossing, I think, is near complete. The cathodic protection is just some lead up work to the work that will be done. And more information I know is coming from the engineering group on that. And then the solar project is something that this was the initial fee with Veolia to see that project move forward. Next slide gives some additional projects, which is our wastewater. We have the village lift station there, the landscape projects on Wild Drive and Clipper Drive, and then the community center, we had to replace some pool heaters. So again, I don't think these numbers have changed from the last time I presented in through February, I should say. So if we go to the next slide, this just reminds you of where we're at with our debt, and just to remind you that we do pay our principal and interest, at 2 times a year. So our principal is paid both only at December, along with our interest, and we have set funds over to the bank, our trustees, for our June 1st payment, and so that is taking care of, and we're good for this year's debt service. One thing of note at the bottom of the page is how much funds are remaining in our construction proceeds. This is from our 2022 issuance. So we've used all the funds for the wastewater project. That was for the DMIT project. And the water construction proceeds is for the Well 8 project. So you can see as of April, we have $3.7 remaining. And then finally, to the last slide here, just sort of our current activity. So these are items that were completed this period, which is we did finalize the rate study report and initiated Prop 218. Again, that was done there in April. The mail notices were sent out in May. We presented the draft fiscal year 25-26 budget at the April 30th budget workshop. And then some of the other items that we're working on, first one here is working in conjunction with our executive assistant, compliance with AB 2561. This is a requirement effective January of this year that has public agencies sharing out on what their vacancy rates are and their methods, if you will, of how they're trying to fill those vacancies, either through recruitments, internal promotions, and it does it by each individual job title, as well as the methods in which we've used. And so there will be a report at the June 18th board meeting. I believe it may be under consent. It could be at the full board. I'm not sure, but more information is being worked on and will be shared at the June 18th meeting. And it was important to have that information be considered prior to the adoption of the fiscal year 25-26 budget. So just wanted to let you know that that is coming to you soon.
Is it an HR issue, really? It's more or less an HR issue, right? But when do we have to comply by?
There's
no deadline. Maybe 25-26.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it with them. So we have to do it on the
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And the other items there, of course, you see coming up here, board's approval of the fiscal year 25-26 budget and the rate study. So the June 18th meeting will be filled with lots of items from finance for you. It will also include the assessment rate, as well as the ad valorem that we get for Zone 8. So a busy approval month coming up here on June 18th. Wanted just to also report that the board did approve a classification compensation. We are done with the classification portion and are turning our attention now on the compensation part of it to see sort of where we measure ourselves to our peer agencies. And more information will be shared on that, I think, with the goal of getting it first quarter of 2020. First quarter of fiscal year 25-26, which means September of 2025. And then we are also in the midst of doing a financial software implementation. The board did approve that back in November with Tyler Technologies, and we are getting trained up on it and doing some important check-ins with Tyler to get the system set up correctly with the intention of going live here in summer of this year. So we are busy within finance, but that takes me to the end of my report. I'm happy to report on anything else.
No, I think that was very comprehensive. I asked whatever questions I have. Ashley, do you have anything? She unmutes herself. Ash? She's still on the phone?
Sorry,
Ben. I figured.
Thank you.
You're good, right?
Okay,
moving on to F, discussion items, and this is, item F1 is discussion and possible feedback to set public hearing to adopt operating and capital improvement budgets for 2025, 2026. So this is kind of a formality in that we have gone through this comprehensively in staff meetings. We've had a special meeting to talk about the budget, and at this point it's come to fruition and it's ready to be presented and voted on to the thing. And I would like to recommend that the finance committee, I would like to say that I believe the finance committee recommends moving forward with the proposed operating and capital budget for fiscal year 2025-2026 after going through a comprehensive. Do you agree with that? Yeah, is there any public comment on that item, on moving forward with the operating capital improvement budget for fiscal 2025-26?
No hands raised online.
Anybody in the room want to make a comment on that? Okay. Then I will move to discussion item two, which again is kind of a formality item. This comes before us every year at this time before the fiscal year starts. And that is that because it's a special district or a special part of the district, we need to approve and notice to levy and collect annual assessment for Ravenswood that was set up by the developer when the project was built, but it has to be approved by the board. We typically, again, it's a formality. Do you have any issues with that, Ashley?
No, I do not as well.
Okay, so we concur as a committee. We should move forward with both those items, and we would recommend that the board of directors also approve those two items. Is there any public comment on item two, the Ravenswood assessments? Any online?
No answers.
Anything in the room? In that case, I think we can rely on staff to come up with whatever future agenda items we have. Do you have anything to add, Ashley?